The Run Home with Joel and Fletch. Introducing the Hyundai Staria Load, the only van with ANCAP 5-star and platinum safety rating. All your faves in one place, including AFL, NRL and Formula One on KO Sports. It's time for the Doyens of Drive. Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher. The Run Home with Joel and Fletch on SEN starts now.
Yes, it certainly does. Hello, everyone. Welcome on this Tuesday to the Run Home with Joel and Fletch. All thanks to Hyundai and KO. Introducing the Staria Load, the van that's huge on safety and all your faves in one place, including AFL, NRL and Formula One on KO Sports. We welcome our listeners, however you're tuning in. 1170 SEN in Sydney, 1620 SEN on the Gold Coast. People were down in Hobart listening through the app. You can listen on SENQ, on DAB+, and listeners, of course, belatedly tuning in via the podcast. Subscribe to the Run Home with Joel and Fletch. Have your say throughout the show. You lead the charge. Ryko Filters call line 1300 01 1170. Text 0457 736 736. Twitter, Instagram, TikTok at Joel Fletch SEN. Plenty to talk about. We've got the coach of the Cowboys. This is a remarkable story. Worst defence in the competition last year, the Cowboys, and now they're only about three off the Penrith Panthers, the premiers. So how they've turned that around. Todd Payton will join us at 5 o'clock. We're looking forward to that. It's all happening in the tennis, first serve and nine. Tennis expert Brady Phillips, one of the best voices you'll ever hear on radio. He will join us a little bit later in the program. Marco's here, Gibbo's here, Brooksy's here, Bearshead's here. I've been away for the last 3 days. A bit of annual leave. Went down to Hobart, went up the coast. Got a bit crook with that bloody nasty Billy Ray Cyrus that's going around at the moment. But Bearshead, I trusted everything went swimmingly, did it?
It did, very swimmingly. Yeah. Good word. How were you down there in Hobart? Did you go to my favourite place, the Mona?
No, I didn't get
the
to the
wall
Mona.
Of the what's doing?
Yeah, the vaginas. Yeah, you can say that, Brian.
Yeah.
You're allowed to say that.
Yeah, not after yesterday. No. But look, I don't want to. I don't like talking about myself. I'm quite humble and modest, but I did a good deed today.
Did you?
So there was a gentleman who his car wouldn't start.
Right.
And he asked me, "Do I have any jumper leads?" And I said, "Man, I don't. But let me have a look." And I did the old clutch start for him.
Did you?
He was frothing. He goes, "How'd you do that?" And I said, "Mate, it's an old go." So we just pushed it to the edge of this hill. Boom, yeah. Down.
So what's the go? How do you do the clutch start?
The clutch start. So you've got your pedal.
Yeah.
And you've just got to get it so you jump. So it sort of kicks over when it's...
So is the clutch and the accelerator...
You swap it, and it just basically starts...
Are you riding the clutch as you go down, then jump on the accelerator?
I flogged his clutch, but he was pumped. He goes, "How did you do that?" I said, "It's a clutch start."
How confident were you?
I was a little bit wary. I've done it once, a couple of times before, when I had the ute back in the day.
Mm.
But he was very impressed with me, and I felt quite proud of myself.
Yeah, good on you, Brian.
So then I went and had a bet, and I lost.
Now, last time we spoke... there was a different Prime Minister, Brian.
I know.
ScoMo.
Gone. Your man.
Now, you love a conspiracy theory. This is the ultimate challenge, okay?
Mm.
We would see ScoMo at the rugby league a lot as a Sharkies fan, right? He wrote a book, ScoMo, and there was no mention of the Sharks in it.
Correct.
So, do we see him again at the rugby league? No. Well,
no, me and Jules, your very able replacement.
Yes.
He discussed this as well. Then we had a caller call in, and he was, ScoMo was frothing for the Beasties, the Eastern Suburbs Rugby.
Oh,
so he's a rugby man.
Gotcha.
A little bit of AFL thrown in.
So we've Shark Park, see you
gone.
Later.
Gone. We won't ever see him ever again doing those stupid things with his fingers.
Yeah, the spirit fingers.
Spirit fingers.
Yeah.
We won't see him. And I think he's a little bit scarred by the Engadine mythical story that went down.
Do you know,
I still like that.
I don't wish to go into politics, but I do find it. So Labor have absolutely bolted in horse parlance. They've won by what people say is panels, right? But he got like 32% of the actual primary vote.
Yeah, I don't understand it all.
How does that work?
I know the Teals are floating around. It's Teal this.
Had you heard anything, any of the Jessica Biels prior to this?
I hadn't heard any of the crushes. But now it makes sense because every poster is that colour.
That's right. Now you see it, don't you?
Now
Beta Meinhof.
Beta Meinhof. That's the one.
That's the one,
but,
Brian.
But the girls are powering. Girl power. There's eight seats they won.
Independence.
It fascinates me because I didn't learn anything about politics.
Yeah.
And we had the Seal on Saturday, our panel operator, Alex the Seal, and he studied that.
He studied it. He's all over it.
Political science. I could think of nothing worse.
But I must say this, though, Brian. I was watching the Cowboys... Storm game. Then it became the Roosters Panthers, and then I couldn't get it onto the election coverage quick enough. And ScoMo was flogging him. Like, he was leading by 15 or 20 seats.
Yeah.
And then it just stopped. And then there was an elbow tidal wave coming over the top.
Well, that's a bit like when Donald Trump won, because they count they go from one side of America to the other because of the time. And Hillary was flying.
Yeah.
She was, and then all of a sudden, boom, in the middle, red, ta-da, Hillary.
We're going to struggle because of the teals. We're going to struggle to have majorities now. That teal's only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger,
yes,
isn't it?
Well, we spoke to the cock yesterday, Chris O'Keefe, and we're talking about how the Greens have got four seats.
Yes.
Most ever. The most I've ever had is one.
Yes.
It's all about the Green. I thought when you meant the Green, I thought it was the Cannabis Party. I thought, hang on. Ryan's two-party preferred.
two-party preferred. I tell you, you could use a lot of those comments, couldn't you, in rugby league parlance. Mm. He's been sent to the crossbench, you know.
Yeah.
What else could you have? How come he got sent off? Oh, he hit him above the line, you know.
That's right.
The backbenchers.
The backbenchers.
Yeah, I don't understand all that.
No.
But good luck to Albo. He's a Souths man.
Yeah.
And he's a legit Souths man.
He's legit.
He's not legit. Like your man down there in the Shire.
You know what I did love, Brian? And Ed Womble pointed this out on Twitter. So we were talking about the lead-up to the soccer, and we haven't yet spoken about the fallout of the Premier League.
Yes.
They were under siege, weren't they? Manchester City down by two, rattle home. And then when they ultimately win, and I was so pleased to see this, as Ed Womble pointed out, they're all cheering, and there's a photo where no one's holding a camera. People are just in the bloody moment. Mm. That's very rare, isn't it?
I've never seen that.
People have got the phones out, blah, blah, blah,
generally,
blah. But they were just in the moment.
We're like that. That's what we want to be.
Isn't that good?
In the moment, not in the sauna or the spa after this monkeypox.
Yeah.
Is just taking over the world.
Mm.
Hot areas, yes. Environments,
yeah.
The pox thrives.
They love it, do they?
Well, they do. You weren't here yesterday, so yeah. I'm just wearing. And if you're into fetishes, rubber.
Yeah.
Or what else was there? Plastic.
Leather.
Leather.
Leather and rubber.
So non-breathable.
Outfits,
yeah.
You know, the old snooker ball in the mouth rot.
Pulp Fiction.
That's what I'm thinking.
You know what I love about our listeners? Mm. So we haven't even announced Teamless Tuesday, and of course you've got to get your cups in. I reckon at about 5 minutes to three, Brian, our board just lit up with nominees for the cups.
Yeah.
So we're not going to read them out because we need to read them out with the games, which we do at 4 o'clock as the team list come in.
Mm.
But keep them coming in. We're tagging them. So we've got the game on there. For example, Brett, we've got your one with the Rabbitohs and the Tigers. Plenty there. We've got 073 for the Bulldogs and the Dragons. Brett's also got a Panthers and the Cowboys. 853's got the Melbourne Storm taking on Manly. So plenty of nominations.
What about the Cats man? When does he get? I know he's got his own stinger.
He comes in early.
It's always a Sunday night. Can I give him? Can
pull the trigger on him, Brian.
Pull the trigger.
Let's do it. I'm a scat man.
Give it. All right. Here we go. Scat man from Alan Katzman. Oh, now we're stolen this as well. We've got everyone offside. We stole this off Brandy and.
What's that?
That's the Wally Statman.
So, Alan Katzman has got Storm versus Seagulls, the Stephen Bell, no need for hair gel.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Love it.
Okay. Panthers versus Cowboys, the Chad Halliday, Barley Holiday. I did play with Chad.
Chad Halliday.
One of the greats.
Great player, too.
Yeah, played for the Tigers, too.
Yeah, fullback.
Broncos Titans, the David Mead, saxophone Reed.
Yeah.
Good. This is my favourite. Warriors versus Knights. The Cooper Vuna fishing schooner.
That's good.
Rabbitohs, Tigers, Terry Hill, Cordis Drill, Sharks, Chooks, Gavin Miller, Sausage Griller.
Yeah.
Bulldogs, Dragons, Luke Patton, Dry Manhattan, and the Raiders versus Eels, the Justin Morgan electric organ. Now, I like what the Catsman does, but I also like when sometimes they use the last name to make another one.
To segue into something else.
Like my one that I want to get out, but I'll tell you a little bit. Shane Vincent.
Oh.
For the Cowboys game.
I like it.
Anywho.
Yep.
Thank you, Alan Katzman, a.k.a. Scatman.
I'm on assignment too with the Wall, Molly the Statman.
Oh, yeah.
I said, mate, and I don't think he likes me doing this, but I want him just to post positive stuff. He's got a real skew to the negative side. And I keep when he goes on a negative rant, I say, come on, Wall, come on, back on the horse. Glass half full, let's go.
Two negatives.
Let's go.
Scandal sell.
Yeah, scandals do sell. Gibbo, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thank you, Joel. Yeah. How are you?
How have you been in my absence? You've been behaving?
Oh, look, I've been trying to behave, yeah. I've got a delay grade, though, for
have you
guys. I couldn't get it out yesterday because I was just facing beamers from Mitchell Stark.
But yeah.
I went to a pre-vote on Friday afternoon down on the Corso, and it was in like a sort of church building, and there were other rooms around it, so that all these people are lining up.
Mm.
So there would have been 30, 40 people lining up, and it was a big, long line. And as we were lining up towards the polling station, we looked to our left and there was a little room that was an open door and there were people sitting down in there. It wasn't anything to do with the polling station, but on the board it said AA meeting.
Oh.
And so the AA meeting's going on in there.
At the same time.
At the same time, oh, while everyone is walking past, looking through, and you can see the embarrassment on the faces.
That's ordinary.
That was so, I thought it was massive A-grade moment from where I went to vote, but because, you know, usually you go on AA because something bad's happened.
Cool. You want no one to know about it.
Yeah, that's anonymous.
Pretty, yeah.
Where's the anonymous in that?
They couldn't drag more people
past it.
Past it if you tried, really.
And because it wasn't like the line was moving very fast. You're standing there for a while. It's like, oh, is that Greg from down the surf club?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So delay grade there for you.
That is A grade. Did you end up playing rugby?
No.
Gibbo.
Oh, so we've supposed to be playing the last three Saturdays, but because of the rain, we've been cancelled.
Mm.
So instead of, you know, what I like to do, because footy was meant to be on Saturday, everyone's meeting up. Instead of playing footy, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Getting on the...
That's right.
On
the it's an 18-point swing as far as the body's concerned, isn't it?
There you go.
But I think eventually we will get on the field, and I'm hoping for a good year this year. Still a part of the leadership group.
Yes.
So, look, hopefully premierships, but, look, we'll settle for second last.
Excellent.
Do we have Drew today?
No, Drew. No, tomorrow. Drew.
Boys, I met one of my heroes up there at the entrance, Natung Gary.
Did you?
Shout out to Natung Gary. We discussed, we chatted.
Yeah.
I chatted.
Yeah.
He used to play for Guildford.
He's Guildford Owl and he loves Parramatta Eels.
Yeah, and NTG. He's now up there at, and we had a good old time.
Yeah, good on you.
Me, Spud, and Natung Gary. So, Natung Gary, it was great to meet you, brother.
That is excellent, Brian. I tell you, just when I was coming home, you know, you did a bit of social media, and I found this really good clip, right? It was, in fact, just on social media, there is a clip going around at the moment of this swing bowl. Is that legit? Have you seen it, Gibbo?
Oh, over in England?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that legit or not?
Yeah. It pitches about 2 metres outside.
No, it's not, it doesn't even pitch. It swings, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. No, it hits the seam and comes in. Can't be.
I thought it was just a out-and-out swing.
Maybe my eyes are gone. I thought it hit the pitch and just...
Okay, maybe my eyes are gone. Anyway, let us know.
Well, a ball can't swing that much.
But I saw a really good one. This was awesome. This was really good, right? So this is over in America. This guy's driving, and he's doing the speed limit, and the police pull him over. And he's going, what's wrong? You know, I'm not speeding, and, you know, what's going on? They said, oh, you've got a baby in the car without a belt on, without a harness on. And he's looking at the bloke perplexed, going, mate, what are you talking about? He said, look, there's no baby in the car, you know, blah, 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 blah. And the cop's going, yeah, you got a baby in the car without a harness on. He said, mate, what's going on wrong with you? And then as he looks back at the cop, his wife or partner holds up the pregnancy test.
Oh, it was a setup.
It was a setup. So she teed it up. She was pregnant. And the way she told him was to get pulled over by a cop to say that they were driving a car without a baby with a harness.
Oh, that's good.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
What country was that in?
America.
America?
Yeah.
Home of the brave.
Yeah, home of the brave.
Home of the free.
Just getting back to delayed grades, what's our thoughts on those people that still have those stick figures family?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You got the stickers? Nah.
Can't peel them off.
Nah.
You can't get me with that.
Now, you guys would be very excited. You would be, Brian. I've got the council pickup happening tomorrow.
Oh, illegal dump.
What's the percentage of my stuff going out tomorrow? It's less than 50 by the end of it, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's usually, yeah, because it's
all aboard.
It's a stack on.
Yeah.
But would you blow up? Do you care if someone?
No, I don't.
Unless it's like uranium or something, you don't want that.
Yeah. No.
But you know, a lot of it will bail. A lot of it. There'll be some guys just going around, maybe ScoMo might be down there looking for some new digs.
Yeah, you never know.
Because a lot, have you got Blue some ties. Decent stuff going on?
Oh, well, we had one recently. So when I say recently, we sort of share with the neighbours. They'll say, we've got this coming up. We'll say, we've got this coming up.
Chairs go. Have you ever done a garage sale?
No. Nah.
Ever done one, Brooksy or Gibbo?
Refused to.
We used to do them quite a bit.
Did you?
Yeah, because my pop used to get stuff from the side of the road or anywhere that he found, fix them up, and then sell them as a garage sale.
Was he a tinkerer?
He was a massive tinkerer, tinkerer.
Heavy team.
Yeah, yeah. So it was always a weird mix of people that comes to garage sales. But I feel like nowadays they've gone a little bit.
Because of the internet, I think. It was a great way before you moved to set up the garage sale, get rid of stuff you didn't want so you wouldn't have to lug it. But now the internet's there. You just put it on Craigslist, eBay.
In summer at Bondi, around the public school down there, people just set it up around there. You know, it's a trendy thing.
It's a market, isn't
it? Those Eastern Suburbs wankers, you know, those people?
Yeah.
Well, speaking about Eastern Suburbs wankers, I think that No Tongue Gary could be one. Incorrectly alleged him as a Parramatta fan. Oh. I don't know why I thought that.
No, he's a Chooks.
He's a Chooks man.
Yeah.
He says, great to meet you, Fletch, but just let Joel know I'm a Roosters supporter. And the missus even bit on that signed photo of you for me. He says, Gary, that must have been at the dinner.
Yes, it was.
There you go. Plenty of text messages. We'll mop those up very, very shortly. Shout out for my brother Rick and his lovely partner Emily. They've had their second child together. So a little Ace Brady Kane. We welcome him to the family.
ABC.
Ace Brady. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
That's
like,
cool.
Like Australian-born Chinese.
Yes.
Yeah, I've got a mate who's Australian-born Chinese.
Yeah, ABC. That's my nephew. So good on him to Em and Richie. Well done.
Sorry, Maxi boy. It's just Fletch off at WBW Mornington Race 6, number 9. For real life, it's drifting out, but currently at $2.60, it will win. So this is not my tip.
No, Maxwell.
After Brett or someone giving me a hiding.
Yeah.
I'm just passing on the information I get.
That's all you do, Brian. That's all you do.
A clutch start for this fella.
Yep, yep. This is the Workwear Group Tradie Hour speaking about clutch starting. Trojan, tools built tough, exclusively at Bunnings Warehouse. After the break, we'll take your calls. 1300 01 1170 is the way to do that. Text 0457 736 736. And Brian, those two tickets in your top pocket.
Yes.
Are they for any rugby league game for the best team cup?
Best cup, best bowl, best whatever you want is going to a lucky winner today.
Excellent. Well done, Brian. A break and back with more.